Have you ever heard that saying, success leaves clues? You may have been wondering, what exactly does that mean? Or what clues does it leave? Probably an even greater question that has crossed your mind is, if it's leaving clues all over the place, why can't I find it? Well, the truth is, it does leave clues. And they are really not hard to find if you're looking for them. Everyone has the potential to be successful. Now, anyone who knows me knows my theory on the potential of things. Potential energy is stagnant energy. Until it is activated, it doesn't do anything. The same theory applies to success. You won't achieve until you do something to get it. First and foremost, so is a man or woman, girl or boy, as he thinketh. You have to believe that you are successful and capable of achieving great levels of it. If you fill yourself with negative banter about your inabilities and how many times you failed, your fate has been sealed by your own thoughts about you. Think success and begin to act upon it. Otherwise, it won't come to you. Follow people who are positive and successful. Catch the pattern and grab some cues. Where do you think the clues come from? Successful people. Successful people leave a paper trail jam-packed with awesome nuggets of how they got to where they are. Maybe it's in the books they read, the networks they belong to, the people that they surround themselves with. It could be how they embrace setbacks as a launching pad to doing it bigger and better the next time. They don't have to be successful at the same things you want to be successful in. The only prerequisite here is that they have found, you guessed it, success. Personal development is ever so important to walking into your success. Take the time to prepare yourself for whatever it is that you want to do. The Bible says, study to show thyself approved. You've got to take the time to cultivate your knowledge base of what you want to find success in. The more personal development you do, the more clues you will find as well. Finally, be motivated. You've got to be motivated. Nothing is going to jump into your lap while you're sitting on the edge of your chair with your hands on your head while doing the woe is me sob. Get up and do something. Go outside and get inspired. Attend a few seminars. Do some volunteer work. There is nothing more inspiring and motivational as serving others without seeking a personal gain. That's right. No personal gain here. The gain is in the serving. It becomes a muse. It opens you up to energy that you never knew you had. There is something so profound about helping others get to a point of success in their life. And see, the beautiful thing about it is that your own success will come by default, simply by serving others. Now, it's not an all-inclusive list of what you need to do to be successful, but you've got a great starting point. So go find those clues, apply them, and begin to map the road to your own success in life. And remember to leave some clues along the way to help someone else be able to follow them. Here's to you and to your success. Go ahead, because you can do it.